We are back.
We've been back.
This is the start of the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
This motherfucker.
Whether it be Wile E. Coyote, Forever Chasing, Roadrunner, and having some time out of his day to spare for some sheep, only to get beaten down by a sheep dog, or to go after Bugs Bunny, and everybody all of a sudden realizes he has a voice.
You ain't gotta look at the screen, man.
I'm not looking at the screen.
Oh, this is recording too, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. You are going to have one of these every episode, are you?
I think so.
Okay.
I need some kind of like blinking light to let me know.
That's the red light right there ain't telling you it's on?
Oh, it's on. Oh, okay.
you messed up my monologue. This is why you need to go first.
This is why he's OG baby.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go.
You fucking up, OG.
Jeez. Nah, screw that. We passed the monologue now. You messed me up here. Who is your favorite Looney Tune and why?
I have to say my favorite Looney Tune.
This is where I put a trophy. Look, what's here? We've been trying to
finish the movie. I am the greatest defender in the world.
Suffering succotash.
You're despicable.
I can't get a word in anyway. Talk, talk, talk. But no wonder you're not sharp.
Wabbit.
Well, I guess I'm
the goat. Oh, this duet is starting to whoop me the wrong way.
That's horrible.
Oh, son of a gun. You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you?
Welcome to another edition of the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. This is Matthew here with, state your names, because I'm not going to say them. Anybody?
Pause.
I'm Aza.
From episode one. And the silent motherfucker.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you gotta say something.
My fault. This is your boy OG, of course.
OG.
In the house of OG.
OG, triple OG, barely, but alright.
the one and only OG for life. So
barely, but alright.
In his Grinch pajamas right now.
I'm trying to buy some more. Man.
Looking like he stole Christmas.
Okay, it's going to be one of those. Okay.
Oh, shit.
On today's episode.
Hey, did I take it there?
Yeah, you took it there. I'm about to start crying.
On today's episode.
All right, I'll take it back.
It's already been sent. It's already out there. The audience already hear it. It's cool. Yes, I have Grinch pajama pants on.
If you want his Facebook, I'll give it to you. Just send me a message.
Still look like he stole Christmas, but. Oh, and by the way, ladies, he has. It hasn't been enough. No, it hasn't been enough. Barely been, it's been about 2 weeks. So,
what?
You got like 11 months and 2 weeks to lose that virginity. Oh, so, anybody me?
Okay, Aja.
You ain't
really? Really?
Yep, it's in there.
Okay, hold on.
Let's start this thing.
No,
hold on. It's already started.
I told him already you had options and choices. So.
Okay.
You didn't seem like you was doing much towards this option or choices, so I did it for you. I told you. Did you think I was playing?
She stole one of my lines.
Okay.
So from here on out, no more personal barbs that nobody else needs to know about.
Lord have mercy.
Just either Orlando, or somebody from Orlando's family is going to hear this and then going to get on him. Or some random hoes gonna come and be like, so I hear you a virgin.
Oh, wow.
I know you want to be a Virgin Mary, but let me show you how to doubt Thomas.
She's one of them old ones, too.
Hey, it's cool,
take
though.
Take the dentures out of her mouth. Show it go. My go, teeth are flexible, baby.
You go clear out them cobwebs.
I ain't had a period since 99. But it stays moist. All you gotta do is spit shine it.
This little hot too. It's all good.
The topic. What's the topic? Dang.
Okay, back. Hey, it is a explicit podcast. Who cares? But now we're done with. Well, no, we ain't done. It's gonna come back. Tonight's topic is Looney Tunes. The best, the worst, our favorite moments, our favorite rivalries, and whatever else we feel like talking about.
Like, OG.
No.
It's ain't no topic. Too
related now. No. We got too many stabs in Orlando.
I mean, I was going to go with OG, could possibly get with Grammy. Looney Tunes.
I mean, she does have a nice ass.
She do know. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Boo, chicka, boo, chicka, boo, boo.
Let's get to work here.
Go, chicka, boo, chicka, boo, boo, boo. Boo, chicka, boo, chicka, boo.
Let's get to
but
work.
Was that not on Looney Tunes? You said on Looney Tunes.
She got a Tweety Bird that loves to be peeked at.
You about to roll run her.
Oh, wow. That's so
nice. You know what? I thought I saw a booty tag.
I did see a booty tag.
I did tell a booty tag.
She gets you one of those, and you can put Bugs Bunny much on the care. Like, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
Hey, alright. We done.
Orlando sitting here looking through a book.
Come on, OG Barely. What you doing?
You was the OG, the original.
No, he was OG Barely.
OG Barely.
Anyway, we'll start with OG. OG, tell us something about Looney Tunes that you like. I don't know. Screw that shit.
You can't just say OG. You gotta say OG Barely though. That's the
way that works. I don't even say OG Barely. I just need to say, how about I just say this motherfucker?
That works.
No. I'll do it like Foghorn Leghorn. This motherfucker right here. You gotta speak, I mean, son. You gotta enunciate.
Yeah.
Use your voice. Voice, that is.
Let's bury the hatch. I say, let's bury the hatchet. But not in anyone's head, boy. But hatchet, head. But that's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You gotta keep on your toes. But toes, that is. But the fast ones get right by you. Keep your ears open. But yappity, yappity, yep. I can't get a word in edgeways. Talk, talk, talk. But no wonder you're not sharp.
OG?
He's dead.
OGB? Whenever you ready. Dead. See? Look, I shortened it down for you. OGB. There you go.
OGB.
Yeah.
No, I will always be OG.
Barely.
No. But, okay. No, barely. There is no barely. There is no barrel. What are we talking about?
We're talking about Looney Tunes. Let's get on this. Jeez.
Why I gotta start?
Because.
I mean, unless you want us to keep going about you and Granny.
Okay, fine. I'll start.
You started up.
From Bugs Bunny to Sylvester the Cat, we have all been entertained at one point or another in our lifetime by the Looney Tunes.
This motherfucker.
Whether it be Wile E. Coyote, Forever Chasing, Roadrunner, and having some time out of his day to spare for some sheep, only to get beaten down by a sheepdog, or to go after Bugs Bunny, and everybody all of a sudden realizes he has a voice.
You ain't gotta look at the screen, man.
I'm not looking at the screen.
Oh, this is recording too, isn't it?
Yes,
oh.
Yes, it is. Oh. You are going to have one of these every episode, are you?
I think so. Yeah, okay. I need some kind of like blinking light to let me know.
That's the red light right there ain't telling you it's on?
Oh, it's on. Oh, okay.
You messed up my monologue. This is why you need to go first.
This is why he's OG, baby.
All right, okay. I'm going to go.
You fucking up, OG.
Jeez. Nah, screw that. We passed the monologue now. You messing me up here. Who is your favorite Looney Tune and why?
I have to say my favorite Looney Tune would be
Bugs Bunny. That nigga.
Not Bugs Bunny.
Not Bugs Bunny? Why not Bugs Bunny?
I got high respect for Bugs Bunny.
I get that.
At the end of the day, my favorite character is going to always be Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny is that nigga, bruh.
Bugs Bunny's a show stealer. No, he stole the light. He stole the star, whatever the phrase is. He stole the thunder from Daffy Duck. Mm. Daffy Duck was funny way before Bugs ever got funny. Bugs got a couple of...
That's what we got.
I am done. After that, good night, ladies and gentlemen.
If that's what we got, I'm all cool with that too.
Anyway.
Perfect timing.
Bugs has some censored cartoons out there, mostly racist cartoons. So does Daffy, but Daffy came along being funny. Bugs wasn't funny until he started getting funny after the World War II. Mostly because he was paired up with Daffy, stole some of Daffy's thunder, started spitting out one-liners like, "What's up, Doc?" or "I should have taken that left turn to Albuquerque." No, Bugs is cool, but he's not the best. He isn't the best. He's the face of Looney Tunes, but he's not the best. I refuse to say that he's the best. The best Looney Tune is Daffy Duck.
I can't go with it. Daffy Duck always got his face blown backwards.
That's what made him funny. That's what made him funny.
He always has his face blown backwards. Like, oh my God. Only Bugs could be sitting there with the gun in his face and he's still going to manipulate you into shooting yourself. Daffy on the other hand.
No, stop. He never manipulated. Well, actually, he did, but he had to have a stupid person there to do it in the first place. Elmer Fudd was a stupid person. Daffy was set up the trap saying, "Hey, go shoot the rabbit," even though it was duck season. Daffy was smart there. Fudd was a stupid one for one, believing an arch rival that has always outsmarted him at every turn to where he now wants to shoot Daffy. It's sad. Daffy is owed royalty. We should all give Daffy the respect that he deserves. He is the best Looney Tune.
Okay, so respect the fact that Daffy always got his face blown backwards.
But hold on. That was only
his
with
beak Bugs. Always ended up on the back of his head every trip. You cannot get over that. Give me one episode where it came to him and Bugs that his face was not on the back of his head.
Hey, what's the matter with you anyway? Don't you even know a rabbit when you see one? It's true, Doc. I'm a rabbit, all right. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home? Shoot him now! Shoot him now! You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now. He does so have to shoot me now. I demand that you shoot me now. Let's run through that again. Okay. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home? Shoot him now. Shoot him now. You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now. Ha! That's it! Hold it right there! Pronoun trouble. It's not he doesn't have to shoot you now. It's he doesn't have to shoot me now. Well, I say he does have to shoot me now! So shoot me now! Yes? Oh, no you don't. Not again. Sorry. This time, we'll try it from the other end. Look, you're a hunter, right?
Right.
And this is rabbit season.
right?
White.
And if he was a rabbit, what would you do? Yeah, you're so smart. If I was a rabbit, what would you do?
Well, I'd...
Not again. Very funny.
Okay, but hold on. Okay, hold on. Name me all the characters that Bugs worked well with.
None. Bugs was his own person.
But when he got with them, you had to watch the cartoon. Mm-hmm. It was only with Daffy and Elmer. Daffy and Elmer were the only two that you had to watch. I mean, Yosemite Sam had some in there, but those mainly Bugs' his own people. He had to work with some no names. Because remember, there was one episode where he's working with a Houdini who was doing magic tricks. Does anybody know the name of that magician that he was messing with?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Pardon me, Doc. Fresh out of carrots. Low bridge. I live here. It's my home. Such as it is. Look, Doc. Do I go around nailing signs over your house? Do I? There's still such a thing as private property, you know. Give me here at the inalienable right of the sanctity of the home?
Forgive me, my friend. Do you like blackberry pie?
No. Did you say blackberry pie? Yum, yummy. We'll have some.
What a dumb bunny.
Of course, you realize this means war.
He had a couple of one-offs with Wile E. Coyote, but I didn't like those. Because mud spelled backwards is dumb. No shit. Whereas Daffy had Marvin the Martian, Porky Pig, Bugs, Elmer, Yosemite Sam. He even worked well with Sylvester, and Sylvester has a limited range as himself as a character.
Sylvester really does have a limited range.
He only works with Tweety, and that's it.
That is very true. I am inclined to agree with that.
Come on, Orlando. Where who's yours?
I'm still stuck at Daffy getting his head blown backwards. Like, I think I had to watch it just to watch him getting his beak blown backwards.
That's what makes him great. He can make you laugh either being the guy getting his head blown off or making somebody else blow their heads off, Porky. You can't tell me every episode that Porky and Daffy was in. Porky was always getting more
trouble. Is what I have to say about Daffy. He set up some good traps. I'm always down with that. He was good at that. But how are you gonna set up your own trap and still walk into your own trap? I'm just so confused.
What is this, a cooking class? Shoot him.
But I haven't got a license to shoot a Fwickazian wabbit.
Don't go away, Daniel Boob. I'll be back in a flash. This license permits Bearer to shoot a fricassee. Hey, bud, how do you spell Fwickazian? FRICASSEEING. The DUCK. Here you are, leather stocking. All nice and legal. Hurry up. The fine print doesn't mean a thing. Hurry up. Here, let's see that sling. Frickazian duck. Well, I guess I'm the goat.
You set it up. What did you do? Did you forget along the way setting it up? Did you miss your own memo? Did you not get that email that said, don't walk into a trap in said position? What happened? I just need to know.
He provided comedy. Whether he had to take the blows or give the blows, that was his job.
He was never given the blows.
Yes, he was. He just never was given the blows to Bugs. Actually, no. I take that back. There was an episode he was giving Bugs the works. That episode where they was racing for the 1 million bucks.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? They was watching TV together on the couch. They had heard that whoever got to a studio first was going to get 1 million bucks. It was between him and Bugs.
That's doing Space Jam?
No.
Oh. Oh, remember that.
Oh,
you watch Space Jam, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever remember that in Space Jam?
I remember two people racing to get to the studio.
They weren't racing to get... There was no studio in...
Not studio. The movie theater.
He said the studio. Oh,
anyway,
boy!
Back to my point. So they're having this race all across the country from New York to Los Angeles to get to the studio. Daffy is giving Bugs the... business. Now, Bugs is also giving Daffy some business, but Daffy's beating Bugs up at every chance he gets. Daffy beats him there. He gets the 1 million bucks. Now, of course, ill timing will come for Daffy, and he get hit with 1 million bucks. Literally, 1 million bucks. Deer bucks, animals with antelopes on their heads. He get ran over by 1 million bucks, and Bugs coming in on a wheelchair because he got damaged up by Daffy so badly. Says, like, well, I'm glad you got your 1 million bucks, Daffy. He was always the guy producing just the laugh. He never did the pain to go along with it. That was the one episode where Daffy handed Bugs his ass on a silver platter.
You know what? I can agree with that. But that was that one episode.
Even still, Daffy can work multitude of ways. He can have the business done to him, or he can take the business and give it to somebody else. Bugs can only take it and give it to somebody else. He can never take it himself. Did that make any sense? Yeah, that made sense.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But
I can, you know what? I agree with that. I've never seen Bugs really beaten up by anybody.
Exactly.
He's always did the beating up.
I say I like my character, my Looney Tunes characters to be diverse. They can either take it or give it. That's why I like Bugs, but he's not my favorite. My three favorites: Daffy Duck, Foghorn Leghorn. I said a Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, he's good.
And Roadrunner. I know, after I just got done saying why I don't like, why I wouldn't say Bugs is the best, Roadrunner. But only because Roadrunner never really talked.
What?
Hold on, stop.
But here goes the thing, though.
What? Basically gets caught.
Okay, but Roadrunner was creative in how he avoided things. Bugs just basically outsmarted people. Roadrunner not only outsmarted people, but he got creative. He was like, okay, fine. You paint a stationary wall, I'll run straight through that stationary wall, breaking all kinds of fourth walls, making Wile E. Coyote make himself look even stupider. Bam, into that wall.
That is very true.
But he eventually got caught.
Yeah, after Wile E. Coyote got shrunken down, grabbed onto the feet, and he turned around, looked at the audience and said, okay, look, now I finally got him. What you want me to do now? Because now Roadrunner is now bigger than him. Not to mention there was also that one episode where Roadrunner was chasing... No. Roadrunner and Speedy Gonzalez was racing each other, and both Wile E. Coyote and Sylvester were trying to catch them. And both, I was saying, not like at, on purpose, but they were both kind of working together to avoid Sylvester and Wile E. Coyote. You never saw that, did you?
Speedy Gonzalez was my nigga.
No, Slowpoke Rodriguez.
I go get the cheese.
Don't mess with Senior Slowpoke. Man. He has a gun.
Aha! Senior Slowpoke, you will be good with the chili peppers.
Hey, Jose, something I forgot to tell. That's what I wanted to tell you. Slowpoke Rodriguez, he pack a gun.
I have to agree with Aja. Bugs is my favorite.
La cucaracha. La cucaracha. Now I got you, you slow rodent. Pulls out a .44 Magnum. I told you, Slowpoke is slow, but he has a gun.
Oh, man.
Man, Slowpoke was funny. But Speedy, he did it, though.
I don't know why I always kind of felt bad for Sylvester.
Oh, gosh. Why?
No, because... Why? Okay, stop. Think about it. He had a limited range. He was always getting beat up by Tweety. Not really by Tweety, but more so by either Grandma or the dog, but whose name I forget.
Yeah, the dog.
And he could... Very rarely would he ever put one over on the dog. Very rarely. And when he thought he got Tweety, nope. He got the dog with Granny ready to get him.
Oh, yeah.
And then on top of that, he has a son who always looks up at him and says, oh, for shame. My father can't catch a simple rodent for his own son. And then when he finally catches the rodent, no, the rodent's a kangaroo. So now his son looking at Sylvester like, Dad, why are you afraid? I see a mouse. He sees a mouse. And he actually gets a mouse. No, Sylvester's sitting out here messing around with the kangaroo that's beating his ass. No, if not the... And that's the thing. If it wasn't the kangaroo, oh, if it wasn't gosh. Tweety, if it wasn't dog, if it wasn't grandma, it was that one episode where the panther sliced him up. I remember that episode. That episode gave me nightmares when I was younger. I didn't want to go outside after dark for a little bit after that.
Oh, they all got their own little ways. But Tweety, bruh.
I still don't get why girls like Tweety. I
really don't. Is Tweety supposed to be a guy?
Tweety is a guy.
It's a boy, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops.
What's up?
You thought it was a girl this entire time.
Yeah, with them big eyelashes.
Ooh, I thought, what is that? Oh, my voice is cracking.
And when I used to say that, I used to get in trouble.
Yeah, because the innuendo that was there. I thought a putty tat. A putty twat. I did.
I thought I tore a putty tat.
Oh, shoot.
You know what half a catchphrases was a little bit of innuendo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what's up, Doc?
That was the way it was.
Who else we got? I got mad respect for Daffy, but I agree with Osha. Bugs is...
Can you stop hitting the table? Because the mic is right there.
My bad. Bugs is the guy. Because look at all the things he have done. I mean, you guys remember where like... they have like these little mini movies inside where Bugs just go into this random castle or house or whatever, and then this guy would try to eat him up or kill him. And somehow he'll end up like dressed up as a woman and get out of it. And then they go into this little opera scene.
I gotta say,
did you remember that?
Yeah. After a while, I kind of got tired of that. Bugs always having to cross dress.
Yes.
It's like, can you get out of a situation without cross dressing? Can you show me one, get out of it without cross-dressing?
Man. My favorite episode, though, was the episode where he was playing the piano in concert. He was playing the Rachmaninoff's concerto.
I'm glad we have a pianist here, because I don't know the name of it. So I'm glad you're here.
It was concerto number 2, and...
Dun, 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 dun.
No, I was wrong. That's Rhapsody...
Who gives a
Hungarian
damn?
Hungarian Rhapsody.
Who gives a damn? It's a song
by Franz Liszt.
Okay, who cares?
How do you know when it's time for bed?
How do I know when it's time for bed?
When your body shuts down, your eyes get droopy.
Fuck that. When a girl says, come eat my pussy, that's when it's time for bed.
When you go outside to take out the trash and you scare yourself good night.
Boo.
I was reading
it. Was that on Facebook?
Yeah.
One of my favorite episodes, that one episode where Elmer and Bugs kind of did the whole Barber of Seville thing.
Oh, I love that episode.
How do? Oh, walk into my shop. Let me shave your crop. Wait, hold on. Let me shave your crop daintily.
Oh, man.
Hey, you. Don't look so perplexed. Why must you be vexed? Can't you see your next? Yes, your next. Yeah, so next.
How do? welcome to my shop. Let me cut your mop. Let me save your crop. Daintily, daintily. Hey, you. Don't look so perplexed. Why must you be vexed? Can't you see you're next? Yes, you're next. You're so next. How about a nice close shave? Teach your whiskers to behave. Lots of lather, lots of soap. Please hold still, don't be a dope. Now we're ready for the scraping. There's no use to try escaping. Yell and scream and rant and rave. It's no use, you need a shave.
Ooh, ouch, ouch, ooh, ouch, ooh, ooh, ouch.
There, you're nice and clean. Although your face looks like it might have gone through a machine.
That was a good episode.
What else was that? Hold on, favorite rivalry, favorite cartoon. Now, hold on, I'm going to just say this right now. Bugs and Daffy is disqualified.
Give me the rooster, what's his name?
Foghorn Leghorn.
Him and the sheepdog.
They had a rivalry?
They had a rivalry? Well, no, that's just an episode. I thought it was
a rivalry. Okay, no, the sheepdog's name is Ralph, I remember that.
That's his name, Ralph?
Ralph. Okay. Ralph. No, Ralph, or, it was either Ralph or Sam, one of the two.
Sam, that's Sam, what it okay. was. Sam. Well, it was just an episode. I don't know.
Shoot. My favorite rivalry, kind of tipped my hand earlier. Roadrunner versus Wile E.
Yeah, I got respect for that. I was like, his adventures are not bad. I mean, his adventures are not bad.
They're not bad, but they're Acme invention. He never knew how to work it.
Oh, man. He had one opportunity to really catch them. When he had the running shoes, when he ordered them running shoes, mm-hmm. make them run fast, and all of a sudden, he can't control them. I'm like, oh, you got to suck. You can't let him just get the little road runner.
No.
Gotta keep it going.
It's a metaphor. The never-ending chase. Once he finally catches them, what do you want him to do?
Right.
Exactly. That's yeah. show by the last episode ever.
Yeah.
He then finally caught
him. You know you must be mad at your man when you let him sleep in the bedroom and you sleep on the couch. Hey, I just read that. She said, I'm so pissed at my husband. I let him sleep in the bedroom and I'm
hold on. Get my grandma's cookie.
Oh, you sneaky.
Give me that. Give me. Okay. Okay. I got you at the end of this. I got you at the end. Oh, I, you know, I'm gonna get it now. Hey, be careful.
I mean, I'm right here. It's like y'all don't even see me.
Give me. I got you. I sincerely got you. Sincerely, with all, I got you.
Sir.
What?
It's a cookie.
Oh, excuse me. It's a cookie. Oh, excuse
me. I was trying to hold it.
Cookie went into my AirPod.
We're almost even now, then. Because if you would have choked, I would have looked over and said, oh, I was just choking.
That is terrible.
I mean, hey, you're close to her. You catch her.
She got more chance. God. What were we talking about?
Best rivalry outside of Bugs and Daffy.
Oh, he was talking about Wile E and Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
Daffy and the one dude.
Which one dude?
One dude he was always fighting with.
Outside of Bugs, who was that?
Was it?
Yeah, a lot of them.
There was some Porky Pig.
Was it Porky?
Well, yeah, he would always lead Porky into some.
The one dude
nonsense.
Always shooting off his face. What the hell? Yeah.
The redneck.
Ladies and gentle ducks, in that corner. In that corner. He's a dog. You can have him. What a tramp. Elmer Fudd.
Hello.
And in this corner, a duck who needs no introduction. That outstanding exponent of clean sportsmanship, that champion of champions, your friend and mine, our own, our beloved Daffy, good to his mother, Duck.
Hold on. Speaking of which, that one episode when he was hunting Bugs and Daffy at the same time, and he went and shot Daffy in the face when they both went to Bugs' rabbit hole. By the way, why does Bugs have a rabbit hole?
He's a rabbit.
Stop. Rabbits don't come from underground.
What? So no. Bunnies do? Eddie. I wanted to say that so Eddie. Bad.
I'm sorry. I just had to make that up just to hear that response.
And what you just said? And I get it. It's totally classic.
Oh, I'm Bugs, your dad. And
he said, wait, nobody do.
I was going to take it a whole nother way. I said, just go ahead and feed it to him.
It's okay. It's cool. That's the way he was going
to
take it.
But yeah, anyway, back to that episode I'm talking about. How Daffy got his face shot off again. His beak got extra long and told him he ain't going back up there. You can go up there. And Bugs kind of went up there and told Elmer Fudd off. Told him, for shame, Doc, hunting with an elephant gun. Elmer looked at him, elephant gun? Like, that's right. So go shoot yourself an elephant. And all of a sudden, this big elephant comes out of nowhere. You do it, I give you such a pinch. Bam! And walked off. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, I come out of our blast out.
For shame, Doc. Hunting rabbits with an elephant gun.
Elephant gun?
That's right, Doc. So why don't you go shoot yourself an elephant? You do, and I'll give you such a pinch.
Hey, no, the one episode where Bugs and Daffy was fighting over what season it was.
Which episode is that? They had three of them.
Well, that was just like, it's rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season. And then Bugs threw it on him. He said, what did he say? He said, rabbit season. And that messed Daffy up.
Oh, stop. That's every episode in that trilogy ever, though.
He kept messing him up. Like, how do you fall for it three different times?
Hold on, stop. You can't tell me there's some people in real life that you've done that with and they fell for it.
Yeah. That's very
true. I said catch them off guard and they'll fall for it.
Uh-huh. Every time. But three episodes in a row, Daffy?
That was really? Daffy's point. Once again, going back to Daffy being better. I need a Fanta. But once again, going back to my point. Daffy being better than Bugs because he could take it and give it.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I gotta pee.
Oh my God. You need to pee before we start this podcast.
Stop.
This is the third podcast, and we're only three podcasts deep into this thing
where you have to pee. Right in the middle. It's always in the middle. It never fails.
Either in the middle or somewhere towards the end.
I didn't do it in the very first one we did.
Yeah, you did.
Talk among yourselves.
This is going to need some heavy editing.
So heavy OG editing. Barely went to the bathroom.
Line up, everybody.
It's time to go outside.
Outside.
Come on.
Outside, everybody, outside. Line up, everybody, line up. My gup. Everybody get out, get out, get everybody go outside.
And we're back.
So that's a no for the blanket.
That's a straight up no for the blanket.
You are so disrespectful.
Did you hear the Bubble Guppy song? We are back from our outside break. We are talking about rivalries in the Mutant Nation.
I don't care about the Bubble Guppy song or the being back from break. I care about my warmth.
Well, you put
hello,
your,
folks.
Okay, here, you care about your warmth?
Yeah.
Put your hand in your pussy and warm yourself up.
That is not the way that works out.
Keep it low, man. Keep it low.
It wasn't
we're right low. Above.
Hell, no, we're not. We're right above the empty room. If we were over there, we'd be right above him.
Trying to trick you.
No, wait. I just want everybody to realize that y'all said right above, but everybody's pointing to the ceiling. So, is that still above, or am I tripping and we're below?
No, it's right above, because we're on the right side of the house, and he's above.
But you
tried to trick me.
We are above him. That's what you just said. Mm-hmm. So, we're above him?
Yeah, we might as well be.
Okie dokie, dude.
I said my contradictory statement. I'm sticking to it.
It's going to take too much for you to have to correct it?
Yep.
It's okay.
You're going to have to think the preposition that I was talking about.
You fucked up.
I know.
I was just trying to help you a little back to your correct state.
I don't care.
We are back.
We've been back. Okay, hold on. Hold.
Water.
Your three least favorite Looney Tunes. And why?
Taz.
Why?
I wish he talked more. I wish I gave him an opportunity to talk. But he just make that blah, blah, blah noise.
You know what? I kind of agree with that. Taz is kind of static. Like, he didn't work well with anybody. He worked well with himself.
Yeah. Just tear down stuff. Destructive and all this other stuff. I wish they gave him a voice to talk.
He did talk a little bit, though.
He only talked in baby Looney Tunes.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what made me mad.
Right, and the baby Looney Tunes is supposed to lead to regular Looney Tunes. How are you going to lose your regular voice to
somewhere in between?
Stop. We're not going to sit here and say baby Looney Tunes leads to regular Looney Tunes. If that's the case, what happened to Petunia?
Who?
Petunia, the female pig. And the female duck. What happened to those two?
Okay, let's not add it. Let's not add
okay.
it.
Okay,
let's
okay.
not add
it.
Wait, who is Petunia?
The female pig on Baby Looney Tunes. I think Melissa. Was it Marissa?
Marissa.
I remember Marissa. I don't remember Petunia.
Hey there, everybody. It's a Looney full day. To have a little fun the Baby Looney Tunes way. There's lots to do at Granny's house. Games to play and balls to pound. Let's jump and slide and holler. Sylvester, Bugs, and Daffy, Taz, and Lola, too. Tweety's such a sweetie, now all we need is you. Hey there, everybody, it's a Looney full day to play the Baby Looney Tunes way.
Choose the baby pig.
Yeah.
The female baby pig.
I still want to know how from childhood to adulthood Taz lost his voice. It turned into a maniac.
We're not going to connect the two.
He fucked with Bugs too much. That's
what
happened. Okay.
He said he could eat a lot of things. Bugs said, okay, here. Eat this bomb. Eat this anvil. He got his tongue cut off. And Daffy and Sylvester, both of them with their slurred speeches, came over and said, suffering succotash. You're despicable. And all Taz said in return was,
all because of Bugs.
Yep.
We're going to blame it on Bugs.
I'm going to blame it on Bugs.
You hear this, folks? So anything that happens to...
to Taz, we put on Bugs.
Now that I think about Daffy's slurred speech, I wonder how many times a day that nigga used to drink. Like before he started his show, I wonder how many times he used to drink. For real, like, why are you never sober? That's probably why he spent so much time with his beak on the back of his head. And spent so much time in his own traps because he was never sober. You know what? It makes sense now. The slurry speech, to get stuck in his own traps after he didn't set them like 2 seconds ago. The beak on the back of his head. Getting tripped up by Bugs every chance he got. It makes sense now. He was drunk.
So the Daffy Duck conspiracy theory is that he was drunk the entire
drunk.
Time?
He was drunk the entire time. So he couldn't say a straight word to save his life.
But wait, how would you explain the earlier years then when he was always the happy-go-lucky one?
Maybe he wasn't an alcoholic then. Maybe he was just a good little ducky.
This is what happens.
He was a good little ducky when he was a baby.
Pause. He found Jesus. He found Jesus. That's why he was so happy go lucky.
Yeah.
Shit, the devil must have did a number on him. If he found Jesus, that's why he was so happy go lucky.
Or maybe he found vagina.
No, there's no female.
Yes, he was.
How would you know?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. We've touched on that earlier on in the podcast as to how you would know. So let's kind of back away from that right now.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And trust me, there is some pussy out there that will make you act happy. Just like there's some dick out there that'll make you act happy as well. Then on top of that, there's always that one hand for you asexuals out there that'll make you act happy either way.
Or maybe he found some dick.
Daffy wasn't gay.
No, sure? He's far from it. Yeah. I think Bugs might be.
Nah, Bugs wasn't gay.
Bugs not gay. Oh.
He's metrosexual. That cross okay. He's metrosexual.
Right. Okay.
There's a difference.
Is it?
Might as well be. That's all I'm gonna say on it. It might as well be shit. All the cross dressing he did. But shoot, that's okay. Taz is one of your worst. Who's the other two?
I mean, he's not bad. I just wish he can talk.
Okay, least favorite. I mean, not worst. Least favorite. How about Marvin the Martian?
I don't have a problem with him.
I do.
We never really heard.
I was about
from
to
him.
Say yeah, because he didn't have that many episodes.
Nah, not really.
Being disintegrated makes me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Like, he was there and then he wasn't. And then he was and then he wasn't. Like, did you have some work to do on your home planet that we don't know about?
No, his mission was
to destroy Earth.
Destroy Earth and conquer all the other planets.
Well, he didn't do a very good job.
He didn't do a job, period. Earth is still around. He didn't do a good job. Look, in this earthly world, we call that you didn't do your job, you're fired. Therefore, he went ahead and said, okay, fine, I'll go conquer these other planets, which then led to Duck Dodgers being around, stopping him all the time.
Indeed.
Well, it wasn't Duck Dodgers that stopped him all the time. It was Porky Pig who stopped him, and Duck just took credit. Channeling his inner Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny. Sidekick will do all the work, and I'll take the credit.
Yep.
That's the last straw. Now I use my secret weapon. As I was saying, Buster, this planet ain't big enough for the two of us, so off you go. And now, this planet is hereby claimed for the Earth in the name of Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
It'll be a big deal.
Hey, but whatever Daffy used to be drinking on, I need some of that. Because he used to be slurred,
You're despicable. Spitting all over the place.
He used to be slurred. I just can picture him under in any episode, just sitting under a tree, knocked out. Like, that's what he should have been doing in Looney Tunes. Just knocked out. He's the drunken old man. That's what he is.
Who had the best speech impediment? Because there was Daffy, there was Sylvester, there was Tweety.
Put Taz in there?
Falcon? No, he just didn't talk.
Yes, he did. He said a couple words here and there.
Broken English. Okay, he could speak. He just didn't speak well. Foghorn Leghorn had a speech impediment. He stuttered. So did Porky.
And Foghorn Leghorn repeated himself.
Exactly. I say exactly.
And then always the second sister's always gotta say, I say though. That's the part that killed me.
That, he was mimicking back in the day those southern plantation owners.
Yeah.
Do I say do what I'm telling you to do, boy. If you do it right the first time, you won't have to get it. To stand up straight, boy. Listen, respect your I say respect your elders, boy. That's right. Suck a mean dick.
Go, I say go away, boy. You bother me.
Pay attention, son. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Now, where'd that boy go? You gotta be a magician to keep a kid's attention more than 2 minutes nowadays.
If I'm a rooster, I say if I'm a rooster, I hope to be struck by... Well, let's put it another way. Way, that is.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. But yeah, out of those guys, or any other Looney Tunes, who had the best speech impediment? Wow, okay.
Stop. Okay. Wait, Audra, let me go first.
I was just...
Now you can go.
Okay, fine.
I said I'm going first.
You said that. Okay, no.
This is either going to be our best podcast or our worst podcast.
Sorry, folks, we have a little problem deciding between me and Oz. Who's going to say first in a thinking moment?
Screw how about you just pick one?
I'm trying. Oz? Alright.
I'm going to say,
give me Daffy.
Daffy with the best speech impediment?
Give me Daffy. Yeah, I'm going to stick with that.
I'm going to go with... You know what? No. Because Foghorn Leghorn entertained me the most with his speech impediment. I'm sorry. Like, when I was younger, I always used to say, I say. And my dad used to get upset at me to do it sometimes. Like, stop talking like that. So I'll stop talking like that when you give me some food, I say. And he looked at me and said, I'll give you some ass welch, son. Ass welch, I said.
Oh, my God. Okay. You took Daphne.
Daffy? We ain't talking about Scooby-Doo yet.
Did I call Daphne?
Yes, you did.
Oops. I think I might be drunk now.
You just slap happy, that's all it is.
Oh, snap. I'm sleep happy is what I am. I need lots and lots of sleep.
The people out there wondering, like, what's wrong with this chick?
Best speech impediment, Aja, you got one yet?
For real, those is the best too.
What, Foghorn and Daffy?
And Daphne, y'all just said
Daffy. I said Daphne. Look, honorable mention though to who's the one that I was about to say? Tweety. Tweety has an honorable mention. Because all honestly, you had to think about his speech impediment before you actually realized he had one. I thought.
A pretty cat.
Yeah, all his T's, B's, P's, anything that had a th or puh or tuh.
Spit on me a little bit, man.
I'm sorry.
That spit travels, boy. Man.
Now you see why every girl likes it when I go down low. Because the spit travels. Travels, I say.
Well, he wouldn't know just yet. He has to find that out.
Lord have mercy. Lord help me. Help me tonight. I need you to pray for me.
We are praying for you.
I'm talking about the Lord.
You need the Lord to pray for you?
I need the Lord to pray for me tonight.
You mean 11 months and 2 weeks worth of pray.
Worth of pray?
Yep.
Worth of pray.
That's my contradiction, and I'm sticking to it. Okay.
Worth of prayer. Everybody got one.
Worth of prayer. That's cool.
All right, so shoot. We done covered a lot in a little. Had too many much laughs and didn't really get too much done.
Laugh is good for the spirit.
Shoot. Next time on Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. We don't know what we're going to be talking about, but we will be damn sure to give it to you on the upside.
You know whatever.
Yeah. That's the name of the thing. It's Cartoon Something You Know Whatever. If you want us to talk about something, send us a message or some shit. I don't know. I need to get an email set up for this first.
Also, I'd like to give a shout out to my boy Isaiah.
Nobody cares about Julio's shout out.
Shut up. Shout out to my boy Isaiah for losing both his mother and father in early January.
Really? Wow. All right, you know whatever, though. You just ruined it. Poor Isaiah. I am so sorry he did you so wrong and disrespectfully on You Know Whatever podcast.
Right.
Like, out of all the podcasts.
We having fun on this podcast. You
can't be. I'm sorry. I made it depressing, didn't I? I'm sorry.
You just ruined the whole mood.
You just went, I'm like, sorry. Sleep mode. Like, oh my God, I'm going to go home and buy my eyes up. Damn. Isaiah, we're going to get you a sack of weed, my nigga.
But yeah, that's the end of this episode. Hope you'll enjoy it. If not, hey, like I said earlier, it's either going to be the best one you ever hear or the worst one you ever hear.
Well, OG, barely. It'll probably be the worst one. With the way he just tried to end it.
Right. But we sure as hell had fun making it. We bid you adieu. Boy, I need to come up with a better finish.
Yep.
But that's what I'm going to leave him with.
Son of a son of a son of a son of a gun. Oh, son of a bit, son of a bit, son of a bit, a gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a bitch, didn't you?